from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Susie Rocho with The Do List. Cy Musiker is away this week, but just across from me is Mr. David Weekend, not exactly sounding like himself.
No, not sounding like myself, but I do feel great, and I'm just glad that I'm on this side of the table and hopefully far away from you. So I don't spread germs all over you.
I'll try not to catch your cooties. David is also an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. We're going to start with a musician whose debut album comes with a bit of a pedigree.
And I know it's getting late. Bunny, I'm tired of the way.
That's Tobias Gesso Jr. from his album Goon, and you might not know his name, but he's already collaborated with members of Girls, the Black Keys, and the Pornographers, and all those folks helped produce this record.
He's a strange young guy from Vancouver, and actually I think we wanted to do something with him last time he was in town, but the thing just
sold out
automatically. I mean, and for good reason. He's really talented. I love this first album. And, you know, he's going to be at the Fillmore on Tuesday night, so please don't miss it. This is a guy on the rise.
And now we've got a couple of dance events, starting with a West Coast premiere, right, David?
That's right. It's the West Coast premiere of Alexei Ratmansky's Cinderella with the Mariinsky Ballet and Orchestra. And the Mariinsky used to be known as the Kirov Ballet and Orchestra, and it's based in St. Petersburg. Ratmansky is the great classical choreographer du jour. Really talented. I love everything of his that I've seen. It's really provocative and beautiful. And that'll be done at Cal Performances starting next Thursday. And I, you know, since this isn't classical ballet season till the Nutcracker shows up, I would urge everybody to see it.
And now we want to talk about another dance company who's a little closer to home. They're well known for staging public work. That's Joe Kreider's Flyaway Productions. They have a new piece inspired by immigrant women who work in the garment industry.
That's right. This is a piece called Needle to Thread. Her pieces are site-specific and they're aerial. These are people off the ground. They defy gravity, but they also defy some other things, too. They defy stereotypes of women. And much of Joe's work is meant to sort of look at the empowerment of women and women's roles in society. And it's done with great, great beauty and great, great thought.
We talked to Jo Kreider, and she told us how the story of these garment workers is expressed through her dancers.
The middle section of the piece is where the dresses come alive and tell us their story. And, you know, they're kind of seeking escape. They're kind of seeking some better days than what they experience in the making.
Needles to Thread, dancing along these lines in Continuum Alley, runs Thursday through Sunday, starting October 1st. Continuum Alley is in the Tenderloin, and it is, you know, very close to where a lot of these garment workers actually do their work. It's our cheap thrill this week. All the performances are outdoors and free. Up next, an appearance from a Broadway favorite.
All the odds are
fans of Wicked or Glee might recognize that voice. It's Kristen Chenoweth. I always think of her as this diminutive dynamo. She's tiny.
That's exactly.
And she's got a huge,
no, you're
huge
absolutely
voice.
Right. No, she's really tiny, and her voice is enormous. Her stage presence is enormous, too. I mean, you don't, when you're watching her on stage, she doesn't feel tiny. A lot of Bay Area audiences know her because Wicked tried out here before it became the Broadway legend that it is today, and before she became the Broadway legend that she is today. And she's going to be all over the Bay Area this weekend. She's at Weill Hall tonight at Sonoma State. She's at the Community Center Theater Saturday in Sacramento, and on Sunday she'll be at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. You could see all three if you wanted to.
And we're not ready to leave the theater just yet. SF Playhouse opens their season with Dogfight. It's a musical that's based on the 1991 film starring River Phoenix about a young Marine shipping out to Vietnam.
Yeah, this is obviously a really strange topic for a musical. This is not Wicked. This is not,
right,
you know, Even Sunday in the Park with George. This, you know, Dogfight is a very difficult film. It's violent and dark, and that was the movie. And now it's being turned into a musical with music by Benj Pasek and Justin Paul, and a book by Peter Dukin. And Bill English of the SF Playhouse is directing it, and it really looks promising.
Dogfight opens the season at SF Playhouse tomorrow night and runs through November 7th. Now, music from a wildly creative mind.
In the breaths between the ones we meant to be, I had my head under my feet. You knew the way things were. You knew the way they would be. We knew exactly how it ended.
That's the Deer Hunter from their album Act 4, Rebirth in Reprise. Their creative force is Casey Crescenzo. I'm not even really sure where to start with him. I mean, he's written and recorded a symphony already. He's had a series of EPs based on different colors. And this new record is the fourth album in what's going to be a six-album series.
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, he's a total polymath, obviously. I mean, an amazing performer, really, and an amazing mind, a creative, searching mind.
And I really love this new record. Another kind of local tie to it is the always awesome, awesome orchestra play a big part in this. They're all over this album.
That's so cool.
Very cool. The Deer Hunter is at Slim's tomorrow night. And I think there's one more thing you wanted to mention, right?
I did want to say that, you know, the San Francisco Symphony Gala was last night. But, you know, that was where people got all dressed up and paid a whole bunch of money to have dinner. But the symphony continues through the weekend with a wonderful program with a new pianist, a Russian pianist named Daniil Trifonov. And he is doing Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2. That's Friday and Saturday at Symphony Hall with the symphony under Michael Tilson Thomas's baton.
So thanks, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. You can find details on these shows and many more at kqed.org/the-do-list. I'm Susie Rocho.